What do you want to know? Hey, this is Connect the Dots radio show. If you aren't dancing, what the hell is wrong with you, man? That music was dance music, man. Hey, I don't mean to get down on your case, but I'm going to call it like it is. This is BBS Radio, Radio Free America. This is the show Connect the Dots. And I am your host, Tom Edison, the man who ran 5 times for president of the United States as a writing candidate, all by himself without any help, just to see what could be accomplished. And in the process, I created an amazing website, and it's still up. It's back from 2020. 2020 presidenttomedison.com. And that'll just tell you how much I was bringing to the table. 10,000 times more than anybody else who ever ran for president of the United States. But because I didn't have the money to promote myself on mainstream TV, nobody even knew the fuck I was running. Is that clear? Well, guess what? I wasn't afraid of failure, but I just went to do it to prove that an individual can do that and come up with better solutions to everything than any friggin' stupid politician in the world if they all came together and tried to put their heads together. Of course, what's something we will never do. But anyhow, hey, let me tell you, amazing things happened today. Actually, I got to talk to Curtis Sliwa. Yeah, leader of the Guardian Angels, running for mayor of New York. And I was a little disturbed at his attitude. I asked him to call him in my radio show, and he says, oh, one radio show going to make the election? I almost told him off right there, but hey, he has got the number. He can call in tonight. But, and hey, guess what? It was at the parade down in the Italian neighborhood there, the festival, and Joe Piscopo had, if you know who he is, he had a float going, and we came by. He said, Curtis, come on, jump on the float, and Curtis did. So whatever, you know, but, you know, hey, he is definitely the most, you know, important candidate running in the mayor's race. But as the polls say, he's third place. Got to do a lot more. So he thinks it's a friggin' joke. Well, I asked him to come in, call in tonight. I hope to God he does for his sake. I don't give a fuck if he does or not, personally, but for his sake, I hope he calls in and we can, I and him can help promote him a little further because he's the only common man candidate that ever ran for mayor of New York. The other guys are all phony politicians and elites. So much for that. But there was so much else going on today, I had to tell you, Beth. For the first time, I went to one of these events, a workshop, set up by this guy called Cobra, who represents the Galactic Confederation. And even though I had to pay a lot of money to get into the situation, it was worth it because it was a good show and it was a lot of participation. So whenever he comes to New York again or somewhere else that you can get to, be sure to pay the money to visit Cobra's workshop. And, of course, we all had to sign an agreement. We can't tell you what the details were, what happened there. So until December 20th, so don't expect any details tonight. But I just had to say that because that's how the day played out. there's a lot of problems going on in this world. And unfortunately, and I brought it up when I was at the event, that things need to be done. You know, we can't just sit around, twiddle our thumbs and wait till everything is perfect. And unfortunately, that is the biggest problem with the Galactic Confederation, who have been here for like, 13 years now, and have come up with one excuse after another as why they couldn't solve the problem immediately. I mean, it's progressed over the years, but at the same time, we, the people of Earth, especially those who are getting older and losing our health, we can't afford to wait for these guys that have cold feet. They're afraid to move unless everything's perfect. And that's what I've concluded. And, hey, anybody, this is a call-in radio show. Anybody call in and prove that I'm wrong in my assertions here. These Galactic Federation, Confederation people, you know, I even asked a question tonight. Or, you know, what's the difference between the Galactic Confederation and the Galactic Federation? I couldn't get a direct answer, which says, like, are they not aware of each other or what? But regardless, hey, you know, just like everybody else, I had to sign a statement that I'm not going to reveal any details, but I still can give my opinion on the matter, and it was good, and it was bad, but, and tomorrow, I'm actually going for a ray activization. Rays mean light rays, frequency rays, and activation tomorrow. So I'll be there tomorrow, but at the same time, it was a good time that I had. We participated in communal events. You know, I can't say what they were, but they were events that everyone there got to participate in, and a lot of good things came out of it, I believe. Anyhow, hey, this is a call-in radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. If you got something important to say, well, call in, man. This is your opportunity. And I am so sick of people not wanting to take a stand on things. You know? It's sickening, really. It's the people, we the people, the common people, without any authority, we have to take control of the situation. We sit around and let elected government people do it. They fuck us over every time. Every time. They can't be trusted. They have no logic. They have no intelligence. They have no ingenuity. What the hell are they even doing being represented as? Of course, they're all great con artists, and on election days, con us into voting for them, even though they have no solutions to anything. In fact, what we need is a referendum government where the people, you know, whatever legislators, these phony legislators propose under the influence of the dark sides, has to be put up for a public opinion vote, whether we are going to allow this to move further ahead or not, and we're going to stifle it right here and tell those stupid motherfuckers who put together these stupid ideas, this is crazy, and we're not going to participate in it. And that's what needs to be done in reality to what's overhanging on. And, hey, you know, hey, this is a call-in radio show, 888-627-6008. If you've got anything to say, call in and share your knowledge, your wisdom on this radio show. But if you don't, no fucking big deal, because guess what? I can talk through the whole fucking show without anybody else calling in. Yeah? No big deal to me. But that's why I created the show, that people would have an opportunity to say what they thought was important. But if you're not willing to participate, fuck you, all right? Because let me just tell everyone, participation is important. If you're not willing to participate, you know, what the fuck good are you, man? You know, this is a human race here we're in. We're not living on this planet alone. We're living here with other brothers and sisters. And if you're not participating in any way to help your brothers and sisters that are living as humans right along with you, what the fuck good are you, man? How could you be so disrespectful to other people that, you know, would certainly appreciate a little help from behind the scenes? So these are all things that we need to talk about. I mean, somebody ought to have an opinion about some of this, but whatever. Who cares? I don't care, because I don't need your approval or anybody else's approval. I've evaluated my own comprehensions of things, and I speak them on this radio show. And if you have a problem with that, it's your problem, not mine. But I'm setting a good example at the same time, that people need to speak to other people about controversial things. I mean, is there anything you don't understand about that? I don't get it. But anyhow, I had a good day, regardless. And if you ever have an opportunity to sign up for a workshop by Cobra, who represents the Galactic Confederation, do it. You'll have a good time, too. And you'll get to participate in communal events and other kinds of events. And why not? But let me tell everybody, hey, listen. I wrote this book called Connect the Dots Theory. Yeah, that's I wrote it. And I took photographs that I put in, and I put that out for everyone to see. It's out there, you know? But at the same time, you know, it's not easily available. Used to be available on Barnes & Noble. Maybe you could still order from them. But the downloads are way cheaper, and so most people will go for that. But if you go looking for it, I mean, the first 43 pages are free to look at and analyze on Google. Just punch it in, Google, you know? Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison. That is my real name. Yeah. And you'll get that playing for you, and that might satisfy you for a significant amount of time. That's right. You could do that. Anyhow, we're all tired of being delayed with the stupid, yeah, I have to call them stupid, Galactic Confederation. They're afraid to move unless everything is perfect. And I just want to let them know again, on Earth, nothing will ever be perfect. So stop waiting for something that can never happen. You need to take actions now and do your best. And it's so friggin' easy. If you don't know how to make the decisions to what to do, all you have to do is consult somebody like me, tell me the situation, I'll truthfully and easily explain to you what you need to do to solve that problem. It's that friggin' easy. I mean, I can't believe Galactic Federation people, you are so naive, you're so ignorant. Yeah, and you are. You're naive, you're ignorant, and you're almost stupid because you don't know how to solve these really simple problems at the lower level. Why don't you know how to do that? Come on. Hey, this is a talk radio show. Do you have the guts to call into my radio show and tell me why you're having a problem with it? Hey, we'd all like to know. Or are you too afraid to call into a live show with someone who's going to ask you questions that you're not going to have the answers to? Oh, that's just too bad. But that's where it seems to be right now. You know, it's really sickening that you people that have the power to solve all the problems choose not to and choose to infect your programs with douchebag liars, deceivers, and all other kinds of undesirable people to make sure your program fails. Are you going to allow that? Well, you're allowing it now. What is it going to take to stop you from allowing this? This is crazy, you know? I mean, this is friggin' crazy. And it's being allowed to happen. And this is one of the biggest problems. Hey, if I ask you, what's 818-52? The hell would you tell me, huh? Does that mean it's 18 minutes after 8 p.m.? 52, 55 seconds into the clock turn? Well, something to consider. So what does that say? It's only 11, 12 minutes before this situation is coming to an end? Could be. But anyhow, we the people need to have our freedom. And you, the government, the evil mother effort, need to give us our freedom. We are tired of being ruled by tyrants and idiots and morons that know nothing about fairness. And at the same time, we're tired of all the other negative things being perpetrated against us. So the final conclusion is we have to fire up the band. We have to fire up the fuel, oil, injection systems in conjunction with our favorite multidimensional sisters and brothers. In other words, shut up or we're going to bark you down. Well, anyhow, that's where it seems to be. And this is like just totally obnoxious. You know? It's really totally obnoxious. And wouldn't you like to know? Well, let me tell everybody, we're only a couple minutes away, and we're going to shut down this show, whether you like it or not. Oh, yeah, early, we're going to shut down the show. Well, just maybe. Hey, it's a call-in radio show. You got a phone? Call in before the show gets shut down. And the number here is 888-627-6008. Well, all I got to say is, you know, I don't like people that are unresponsive. And guess what? You know what? Curtis might have just put the final nail in his coffin. I asked him to call me in. Hey, he's still got time, but I don't think he's going to call. He thought it was a fucking joke. Well, fuck him then, okay? You know? You do me wrong, hey, well, fuck you. I don't owe you shit then, you know? And I just wanted to make that clear. Because the knowledge I have about winning this election in New York far exceeds anything that candidates know. And we'll just see what happens. But I'm very disappointed that he didn't call in. I mean, he should be the next mayor of New York. But if he's going to diss me like that and think I'm a fucking joke or something in public and not take me seriously, I have something to offer. Well, you might be just hanging yourself, pal. You know? That's all I have to say. And let it stay like that. At this point in time, I don't believe he's going to call. And so I'm making my decision. I'll go help one of the other candidates, you know? Somebody that's willing to take me seriously and pay me the money for the solutions I have. Believe me, if I had the money to run for mayor of New York, I would solve all the problems in a couple of weeks. Because it's not that difficult, and because I'm the kind of person that knows everything about New York City from the bottom up. But it's like the thinking knows everything. But he don't know as much as I do, and I'll call him that any fucking day, time of the week. And that's who I am. I'm somebody that I know what I'm talking about. I know what the solutions are to everything. And there isn't anybody walking the face of this planet that knows better than me of how to solve the problems in New York. Especially the politicians. They're all fucking crooks. Curtis, actually, is the only politician running in this race that's not a crook. But if he's going to diss me, well, hey, goes around, comes around, whatever. I've made my statements. Hey, I've tried to... so hard to get hold of him. I actually found him on the street at the festival in Little Italy. And I didn't like his response. You know? You don't even remember that I must have met him 10 times on the fucking subway. So, what the fuck should I help somebody like that? You know? Fuck it. And that's where I'm leaving it. Meanwhile, time is running out for the show, you know? What can I tell you? Time is running out for the show. There's very little time left to call in if you got something to say. But all I do have to say is, hey, if you ever get a chance to go to one of Cobra's workshops, go. It was a very enjoyable time, and we had a lot of fun communal experiences. Again, I can't really talk specifically about it because Cobra doesn't want anything about this event that happened today to be talked about until December 20th, okay? All right, talk about it. But I can tell you all this. It was a pleasant event. And it was a participation event, which is important. Participation is very important in life. In fact, our lack of participation with each other is part of the problem, why we're all stuck in a humdrum, dead-end situation. Anyway, hey, listen, if you people want to get enlightened, all you have to do is Google it. Connect the Dots Theory by Tom Edison. That's me. And they'll pull up 40, I believe it's the first 43 pages of my book. To download the book only costs, I don't know, 10 bucks, something like that. And maybe after you read the free 43 pages, if you're interested in downloading the book so I can make some money. Again, I talk this every week, but apparently I get is with you and doesn't give a fuck. But you ought to give a fuck because I don't get paid to do this shit. I have this show. This is an educational show, and I have to say, the engineers who put my show out there. And if you were to search my show on BBS Radio, you find that by clicking on my name, for the name of the show at 8 p.m. Central Time, Vision 1, that you could find access to important information related to me. Yeah, that's right. But you're never going to see that information unless you do what I tell you. To click on at that point in time and then move forward into the C, D, so forth, chorus. It's that friggin' simple. And so I'm just telling everyone, hey, I'm out here to help everyone. And it'd be nice if you were out here looking to help me take help of everyone. Meanwhile, the cabal is trying to shut me down by sending bad vibrations to me because I wasn't willing to kiss their ass. And that's the way it works in this world. Come on, we all know that. Who are we trying to kid? We definitely all know that. And all I got to say is, hey, the call-in number here, this is the call-in radio show. The call-in number here is 888-627-6008. How about that? And on top of that, people don't realize that things are boiling to a head here. You know, we're talking about, even Trump is talking about changing the monetary system. He's telling us there's going to be a new gold coin on January 1st, 2026. Well, that might be a start in the new direction, in the good direction. But that's what's out there. Meanwhile, lack of security is allowing snipers to pick people up. It's insanity, you know? And government, you know, we need to really get rid of government. Government doesn't serve us. They fuck our lives up, period. And any way of setting up security would be better than any way that government ever came with, because it's all common sense. You know, even the fact that a sniper on a roof shot at President Trump, you know, a long time ago, hey, how come people aren't watching roofs now? Monkey see, monkey do. Come on, that guy could have been died so faced before he did what he did and apprehended. But the fact of the matter is, so-called law enforcement, you know, security monitoring, these people don't know their ass on the holding ground. They have no common sense and they're not paying attention to things they should have been. No reason that guy should have got away with it. No reason that there's no logical reason that when someone first noticed him on the roof, they would have apprehended him. Come on. I mean, really, it's not that hard a thing to do, watching rooftops. So why wasn't anybody doing it? It's just a total failure on official authorized law enforcement to protect. We don't need this shit. We don't want this shit, and we can do it better than they can. So let's change all the friggin' laws and get this situation straightened out. You know? I mean, really? This is a bag of crap that's been going on for too long, and we need to put an end to it. And that's some of the main things that I just like to say, because these things are important that I'm talking about. We need to have logical situations to simple problems instead of a bunch of stupid rules that have been designed to fuck everyone up and fuck up the situation. Yeah, the leaders of all the governments in the world are controlled by evil. And so their directives direct the servants of government to go out and do nothing but stupid things all the time. It happens all the time. So why are they being asked to do this? Doesn't make any sense. And all I gotta say is, hey, there's all this information out here now, and it's not being utilized. All the new solutions, all the new medicines, none of it's being utilized. I mean, and people, regular people like you and me, we need to be not compliant with this. We need to talk up about it and make a scene about it and create zones where you can't have all these evil products lying up on the high shelves, because that... a lot of that is what is lying on the top of that high shelf, thinking it would never have to be gathered together by anyone. And that's the crap that's hanging over our head. And of course, the first box, that's probably nothing but a stud puppy. And you know what that means. Anyhow, it looks like it's holding in shape. It looks like it can be a support for something. So, you know what? We'll just pull that box out and maybe just use it later. Oh, we can't because that's on top of it. All right. Anyway, it's a nice idea, but whatever. All I got to say is that, listen, people, the world is not what you think it is. There is so much corruption and insanity going on. It's hard to even come to a conclusion who to believe. Well, you can believe me, I'll tell you that, because I thought the truth. And there's very few other people that do. Most people are fucking liars. That's it. Liars. And they wouldn't speak the truth if they had an opportunity to, and they don't have too many opportunities to. So, all I gotta say is this. We, the people of Earth, we have to take control of the situation. We have to decide who's going to cross the street when. No more government making these decisions. And no more government making decisions about other things. Building regulations have to be changed to suit the common people, not the fucking landlords. Fuck the landlords. Nothing personal, but... you know, they're making out like bandits and getting away with everything. And the poor people have to suffer and pay the high rates. We can bring low cost. I know how to bring low cost building to New York. But unfortunately, the government of New York City will not let me do what's fair for poor people. You know, people can actually build their own house today with giant Lego blocks. Yeah. And, you know, some people don't need toilets, whatever. So that's a real cheap thing they can do in a day. And for those who do need toilets, well, you pay a price for the toilet and you open up the public sewer system. And that'd still be 10 times cheaper than what they're trying to milk out of people. There's so much vacant land in New York City that it's sickening that it isn't being used. And, of course, it's all kept that way by bureaucratic control by the dark side, the evil motherfuckers who are ruling this world, rule the council of the city of New York, and so they only make stupid decisions that mess everyone's life. I mean, that is a major problem with New York City. We got stupid laws on the books that are a catalyst for all the problems we have. And I'm not talking just about rent, overpriced rent. I'm talking about crime and all the other serious problems in New York City. It all has to do with stupid laws set up by councils decades ago. And all these things have to be changed. And it's the same way around the whole fucking world, too. Laws have to be changed to consider the lower class people, the poor people, et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, the refugees and the illegals need to be given fairness, not the crap and freebies they've been given. They need to be given fairness. You're from another country, you want to come here, we're going to give you a job and you're going to fucking work. Do you understand that? You're going to work or you're not going to, we're going to drive, take you back the next day. And that needs to be told. Trump thinks he's a tough guy, but why hasn't he said that? I'm calling on you, Trump. Why haven't you said that? If you want to come to America from a foreign nation, I don't give a fuck what reason it is. You're going to be put to work to earn your room and board. And you're going to be given a simple room and board, not a hotel free of the taxpayers. Common sense, you know, the taxpayers' money. Why haven't you said that, Trump? You're fucking the poor people, whether you know it or not. So, all you Trump-loving people, wake up and find out this motherfucker is fucking the poor people. Now, we're not heartless here in America. We understand you got poor people coming from nations running away. But if you come here, two big things. You gotta fucking work from day one or you're not gonna get a fucking anything, period. That's fairness. And if you don't wanna learn how to speak English, fuck you, go back, we don't want you, okay? That is fairness. If you can't understand that, you're a fucking idiot. Anybody wants to challenge me, hey, this is Talk Free Radio, call in. I dare you to challenge me on this. I'm talking the absolute truth here. You come to America speaking Spanish. If you don't want to learn English, fuck you. Get the fuck back. Because we who speak only English in America, we don't be walking around and hearing you and your buddies talking Spanish behind our backs or French or whatever the fuck you're talking, right? Or Arabic. If you can't learn English, look, we don't want you. Is that clear enough? I don't know. If anybody doesn't understand me, if anybody disagrees with me, hey, this is a calling radio show. It is 627-6AA, but I'm talking the absolute truth here. And all you Trump lovers, why isn't he talking that absolute truth? Huh? You tell me, huh? In fact, he ought to call me. I'll tell him, what the fuck is your problem, man? I'm talking the truth, and you're not, you got the presidential power. Why aren't you making, you know, drawing the line in the sand here?
I'm making it truthful. I don't want to get angry. Don't get excited, but I just have to say it because what I'm speaking is the truth here. We're all sick of this bullshit. We don't want people coming into our country that don't have to speak English, have no desire to speak English, and have no desire to socialize with the people that have been here before them. Fuck you. Get the fuck out. Go back to where the fuck you came from. I'm not being unkind. I'm telling people truthfully, you know? Getting along is a two-way street. Being friendly with people is also a two-way street. Not one way. So, you know, I just had to say that. And it needed to be said.
And I had a rant and rave about it. Luckily, I'm not running for public office now because people wouldn't like that. But I don't give a fuck because the truth needs to be spoken. And we here in America that were born here and are English speaking, we need to protect our identity. And we don't want trash coming in here, disrespectful trash criminals, inconsiderate motherfuckers telling us that we're the bad guys. No, you are the bad guys. You are the despicable pieces of trash that have no consideration for Americans, yet you want us to let you in. Fuck you. Don't unpack because you're going back. And in that respect, Trump is an angel taking care of protecting us Americans. You know? But hey, you know, we're all free-loving people here in America. If you don't understand English, fine. But don't walk across that border unless you learn English, because you need to be talking English to us, the people that have been here. If you can't handle that, don't come. We don't want your kind. We don't want your evil, leeching parasites to come into our country because you don't love us, you hate us, and you're not willing to meet us halfway. And all these things I'm saying need to be said, and I'm saying them tonight. I don't give a fuck who likes what I'm saying or not. I'm saying it because it's the fucking truth. Guys, I don't have to say effing. I can say it's just the damn truth. We don't like people from other countries that don't love Americans, don't speak our language, come in here and try to get freebies from the honest, hardworking, English-speaking Americans that provide the money for your freebie. No, we don't want that. And these people need to be told at the border, if you can't speak English, go the fuck back and learn how to speak English, because we're not even going to give you a chance unless you learn how to speak English. And that's the way it needs to be done. And I'll defend that against anybody. All right. I guess everyone agrees with me, or they're all cowards. I dare anybody, hey, it's calling radio show, call me up, and I'll chop you up in half, man. You try to tell me what I'm saying is wrong. Believe me. But if you want to call up and say you agree with what I'm saying, that's fine. Call a radio show. But when I speak, I know what the hell I'm talking about, and I don't back down. You know, you think you can disprove I'm wrong? Don't try. I dare anyone, just like the same with the vaccines. And you fucking degree-holding doctors that think vaccines are good, you just call here and I'll explain to you how stupid you are and how vaccines are bad, bad, bad. There is no logic to them. I defy any doctor You can, I don't care if there's 1,000 doctors call at one time. I'll tell them all off and explain to them. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. And if you're promoting vaccines, you're a fucking quack. And that's it. Because when I speak, I know what the hell I'm talking about. And I have a greater understanding of the health systems of human beings than any college ever teaches to anyone. And of course, all of the colleges are nothing but Rockefeller stooges to teach so-called wannabe doctors to only use pharmaceutical concoctions.
It's all fucked up, period. And they're fucked up if they think they know what they're talking about. Sure, doctors know a little bit about this and that. I mean, we all know they know how to replace parts and stuff like that. You know, unless you're wrong, they give you a fake arm and hook it up and all that shit, you know. Of course, it's questionable now with some of the parts they're replacing people, giving people fake hearts. Come on. You know? And if they had a real understanding of what a human being is, they wouldn't even bother to do these things. They tell you, listen, die and wake up and go on a new life. Because the physical death is not the end of your reality. And of course, that's not being told to you. Because the cabal controls information. And they do it with the TV, and they do it with the school. And, but all these things we need to talk about, you know? And, so all I gotta say is that if you ever get a chance to go to a Cobra workshop, so it costs a lot of money, but whatever. You'll get your money's worth. And you'll learn a thing or two. And what else can I say beyond that? You'll learn a thing or two. A thing or two could be for you. Well, wouldn't you like to know? Hey, all I have to say is, you know, in order for the human race to evolve, we have to stop all wars. And we have to start being more considerate of our fellow human beings. That's right. That's what we have to do. And it's not being done. And so we need to start talking about these things. Personally, you and me, you and your friends, me and my friends, and start thinking about how are we going to bring peace on Earth without the help of governments, because governments are not going to do it. Quite clear. Look at the Ukraine and Gaza. Governments are chickens. They're bought out pawns from the dark side. And they are so worried about losing their free money from the dark side that they're not going to do anything seriously. This war could have been stopped in a couple of weeks with proper negation. And concerned parties from the general public. But it hasn't been stopped because everybody is bribe-controlled, and people like Trump, who could stop it probably because he's president of the United States, is not going to do it for whatever reasons he has. Probably has to do with money and power. But those situations are not that difficult to solve if you're looking for the truth of how to solve them. But in the hands of the politicians, they will never choose truth. They choose to make decisions based on where the bribe money is coming from. How sickening, but that is the way it is. You know, I don't want to keep talking negative about all this shit, but it has to be talked about, the truth. All the governments in the world are nothing but pawns from the dark side. And so they'll let the Palestinians suffer into oblivion. Let them all die. That's what the politicians of all the governments in the world say. You know? First of all, the whole scam from the beginning was orchestrated, false flag operation. Yeah, let the stupid Hamas come in and kill innocent Jewish people, and then that'll give us the right to go in and just, like, systematically destroy them to no end. And that's exactly what's happening. The world sits back. And all they say is, oh, this is genocide, but they're not willing to do a damn thing. And Trump didn't know better, you know, because he's probably getting a lot of bribe money from Netanyahu. And the idea that U.S. can sell them untold amounts of ammunition and weapons. Why would Trump, a businessman, want to stop that? Of course not. You know, when it comes down to the bottom line, Trump is a businessman over an ethical man. And that's where it's at. We're out talking the truth, you know, and of course the media, the media will never talk that truth. But at the same time, there's so many things the general public could be doing. Just a little money. Of course, it all takes money. And what can I say? You know, meanwhile, everything is being held up by the wars. The event is going to be held up because there's too much violence on Earth, not enough love. And the Galactic Confederation is not doing enough because they don't know what the fuck to do. And every time I try to contact them, they don't want to contact regular humans. No, they stupidly want to go to the Russian government, Chinese government, American government, and get the door slammed in their face. And then they're going, duh, why didn't they listen to us? Because they're stupid. That's why, because you stupid Galactic Confederation people, no matter how much you dump for us, you're stupid when it comes to dealing with human beings. No, don't waste your time going to the government. Don't plan on landing in front of the UN because these people are the enemy. Are you that friggin' stupid? Yeah. Yet there is no desire for them to talk with regular people. Double stupidity. Because it's the regular common people that know how the solutions need to be put together to make things better for the common people. Only the common street people know how to do this. Not governments, not appointed college graduates who only learned bullshit in college. Do I have to explain this any further? I mean, really, it's that friggin' bad. And the stupidity is that bad. And our galactic brothers and sisters who supposedly have come here and done a lot of things behind the scenes to remove a lot of the dangers hanging over us, they're still stupid. And they don't even consider listening to human beings. That is audacity. That audacity, it's like the old song. Meet the new boss, just like the old boss. And that's how bad it is. Well, we're coming to the end of the show. And I just want to let everybody know that, hey, this is an educational show. I pour my heart out here every week to try to wake you people up to what the hell is going on, the stupidity. You know, our so-called savings, galactic confederations, they're just as dumb as the freaking governments we have to live under. I mean, that's sad, but it's true. Prove me wrong. And at the same time, you know, I would appreciate a little support. I do this show every week out of the bottom of my heart. I don't get paid for it. I have to pay the engineers to put this show on. But meanwhile, I have gifts out there that would be worth, be beneficial to you one way or another if you would purchase them to be a supporter of my show here. I've got two albums on CD Baby. You can listen to every one of those songs on those two albums for free on YouTube. But you can do me the favor of at least down for 99 cents, of which I'll get 90 cents via CD Baby. The two albums are Songs Better Than Dylan, because the songs are better than Dylan on my album. And you know who I'm talking about. And the other one's called American Party Songs. I guarantee it. And of course, I'm telling you, you can listen to those songs for free. Just tee up the albums, American Party Songs, or Songs Better Than Dylan. You listen to all those songs for free, and you must be able to find one that you're willing to download. You know? Am I asking for too much? I don't think so. And, of course, if you go to BBS Radio, put on my show, Connect the Dots, 8 p.m. Central Time, Station 1, BBS Internet Radio. If you click on when you find me, you know, Saturday night, 9 p.m., Station 1, Connect the Dots, click on my name, click on the name of the show, and you'll find, and scroll down, and you'll find where you can subscribe to my show. For God's sake, you can't afford to pay, subscribe to my show for $2.99 a month. Can you actually, hey, you know, if you don't, call next week and tell me. You haven't given me any knowledge that's worth $2.99. And of course, I have other. You could be $5.99, you could be $9.99, you could be $19.99. But I could use some support to support you. I mean, what kind of people, listeners, are you? You think I give you a free education every week and you don't have to pay me anything? Yeah, it would be fine if I was getting paid $100,000 a year, or $500,000 a year to do a mainstream radio show where I get paid. Okay, it's the other way around. I have to pay to do this show. And I need some support. So anyhow, here's the countdown. Tell your friends to call in next week. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here and took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. was here to my stand without fear. It is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I